The debt ceiling is going to be raised, or it's not. Either way, the U.S. credit rating is going to be downgraded, although maybe it's not. But if it is, it may or may not be a big deal, depending on who you ask. Well, we're going to ask former Labor Secretary Robert Reich in a few minutes. But first, news from Washington. Today, the Congressional Budget Office said the Senate Democrats' plan to lower the deficit would actually bring about significantly more budget cuts than what House Republicans are offering. Conservative House Republicans apparently feel the same way. They don't think House Speaker John Boehner plan has enough cuts. They've pushed back today's vote. Meanwhile, how are states preparing for Tuesday's deadline to raise the debt ceiling? Michael Morois of Bloomberg News joins us from Sacramento, California. That's a state that's taking out a loan just in case there's credit disruptions. But before we get to that, Michael, you're right, states are also potentially getting downgraded by rating agencies. Why?
Well, one of the rating agencies, Moody's Investor Service, has said that there are five states that have such a high dependence on federal money that comes in each month that if the federal government is downgraded, they're going to have to downgrade those states as well. And if those states are downgraded, when they go to borrow money, like anybody else who has a low credit score would then need to pay more.
Right. And those states are Maryland, South Carolina, New Mexico, Tennessee, and Virginia. And as you said, when states and towns build things, roads or schools, they borrow money. If they don't have good credit, they're going to have to pay higher interest rates, pay more for it. And you quote Jeff Caldwell. He's a spokesperson for the Virginia governor, who says it will ultimately cost taxpayers more if the state's rating is cut. How so?
Well, that's because taxpayers are paying off those loans. It's a simple loan. Taxpayers are ultimately responsible to make those payments on those bonds. And if the state has to pay more, then taxpayers are paying more.
So what else are states doing?
Well, the biggest example that we have so far is California actually took the proactive step of securing a $5 billion bridge loan yesterday to ensure that it has enough money to pay its bills over the next couple of months. It had planned on borrowing that money through the public markets at the end of November, but it's concerned that any disruption in the financial markets could cause the state to pay more when it goes to borrow at the end of the month. So it went ahead and secured a private loan now so it could have that cash in hand.
Well, and of course, states that need money from the federal government will be in trouble if the federal government's in trouble. But what are some of the things states need money from the federal government for? We know about Medicaid. That's probably one of the biggest. But how else do states get federal funds?
There's all kinds of ways that states get federal funds. I know that New Mexico also gets money for forestry programs, and it's actually gone ahead and asked state agencies. New Mexico has asked state agencies to submit for reimbursements from the federal government by midday Friday so that the state can ensure it gets the money before the federal government runs out of cash on August 2nd.
But on the other hand, Michael, these plans, these dueling plans right now, are about budget cuts. Either way, aren't states about to suffer?
Absolutely. States not only have lost a lot of federal stimulus money that dried up with the end of the stimulus programs, but now the states are facing the real prospect of seeing huge tens of billions of dollars in cuts to subsidies to programs for schools, for Medicare, for health and human services program. And states are concerned about that at this point.
Well,
they may have to make up the difference.
Well, we're also reading financial institutions are preparing for the worst-case scenarios. Fidelity Investments, based here in Boston, they're doing stress tests on their money markets. They're posting advice online to investors. The Boston Globe is reporting that a small bank here, Rockland Trust, is going to waive overdraft fees if Social Security checks don't come. So, in other words, if people bounce their checks because their government check hasn't come, they'll waive the overdraft fee. Is there anything like that happening with states? Is there any way of waiving things, pushing things down the road?
Well, sure. States can postpone bond sales that they were planning to do so that they don't get caught up in this. They can begin to prioritize their own payments. I know that California officials are waiting to find out from the federal government what payments might not be made come August 2nd so that they can then start planning that down the road and possibly delay or postpone payments themselves.
Well, and Michael, you also read about something called revenue anticipation notes. These sound like sort of notes that say, here's what we expect to get in taxes. You know, we gladly pay you tomorrow for a hamburger today. If you can just take this note, we'll have these taxes coming in.
Sure. It's actually a very common type of loan that states and municipalities do across the country. It doesn't mean that the state doesn't have enough money. It just means that it needs to have enough cash on hand to pay its bills until the bulk of the revenue comes in, which is usually in April, May, and June of the year. California does this all the time. Lots of other states do it, and they borrow cheaply. The concern is that if the credit markets get thrown upside down, that the interest rates on those would skyrocket and would cost taxpayers a lot more money. And I know that New Mexico, for one, is considering the possibility of having to do this if federal funds dry up.
Do what? You mean promise that they will pay later when their tax revenue comes in?
Well, they would go to Wall Street and say, can you lend us $2 or $3 billion because we don't have this money coming from the federal government? We'll pay you back when the debt crisis is resolved and we get the money from the federal government.
That's a revenue anticipation note.
Correct.
I think I'm going to draw one up right now myself and see if it works. Michael Morois of Bloomberg News, thanks so much.
Thank you.